Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I don't want to do that part. That was cool in the 70s and maybe even the 80s and early 90s.
No, can we not do that anymore?
No, the PCP.
Is that song racially insensitive? Hold on, I do not have the Twitch chat open. I need to know.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
100%.
No, that's heartbreaking.
I don't think 100%. That's right.
That's like that's finding right. out Christmas is racially
insensitive.
There was
a techno version featured in the 1995 Power Ranger movie.
Okay, did they use the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo?
They did, but it was a different time. Everything
I mean, 1995, though,
I see
right?
we bring it back, guys.
What is the other... We took some other racist thing back, didn't we? No? No racist...
Cinco de Mayo.
No, that's based on a joke that was told at a stand-up set last night that no one else was at.
Oh man, let's see. We well, got
you were saying you good. Oh, it's in Scrubs.
Tim's
man,
just
that shit
a baby.
Was in Scrubs.
Tim, stop. It's not me.
Well, let's
it's
just
the world.
We'll go to Google.
Are we the Asians for this?
Kung Fu Fighting.
We're not. No, we're not.
Racist.
Not the Lies and Dirt Work says I'm Asian. Confirmed. Don't give a crap. Okay.
Right, so we're
good. We got Clarence
from one. Just
this is like
billion and a half.
Someone, this is like when Dog the Bounty Hunter was thrown on the N-word, being like, I have black friends.
Yeah, Ignacio
like,
Rojas.
That's not the same thing, dog!
Ignacio Rojas also says, as a minority, I say it's okay.
Kevin, can I get a minority report on Kung Fu Fighting?
I'm gonna say it's still okay.
Kubi Studios actually brings up a point. I'm not gonna say a good point, but says, Tim is racist for assuming Kung Fu belongs to a race. I guess.
There's an NPR story here from 2014 that says how the Kung Fu Fighting melody came to represent Asia. They don't.
I
have,
just want everyone to know that I never once brought up any race
this
or Asia.
This is a long-ass story.
So that's you.
If you didn't know, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for Thursday, June 8th, 2017. I'm one of your
We are days away from E3.
Greg Miller, alongside the Pure One Excited One, Tim Geddes.
Motherfucking hi.
Now, this shirt I like quite a bit.
Guys.
This shirt.
Trying to show the shirt.
I was so excited for the weekend. I was like, man, a weekend off.
No.
You have to work this weekend,
man. It's not that hard, though. The weekend's easy.
No. It'll be easy.
This shirt was made by John Dijon. Dijon?
You did not sound confident in either.
He said it was like Dijon mustard with a Z. Dijon? Dijon? I'm not
Dijon
really sure.
Dijon mustard with a Z? So Dijon. Dijon mustard.
Dijon. I don't know how to say the mustard. That's my problem number one.
Dijon.
Cool. Anyway, he's fantastic. Dijon. He came in Kinda Funny Live. He's been great.
He's
made
awesome.
That
he makes great
shirt that I always wear.
He made the pineapple pizza shirt Kevin was wearing yesterday that we are going to rip off.
It's fantastic.
Can we get it on the store? Can you put it on the store?
I'm not sure how that works. I can have
I mean, he's given us permission. And then we get it.
No, he has. It's a rip off of their stuff. I don't know how that's going to work.
Nobody's going to care.
I'm not sure.
If we're selling a shirt on our store that's ripping off a Rooster Teeth joke and Rooster Teeth's making a cut, you think anybody cares?
Hey,
I don't know.
The Konami Castlevania tweet is or link is bad.
Okay, I'll get you a new one.
Thank you.
So now everybody's Kung Fu Fighting is stuck in my head. I used to love that song. Still do.
You remember that little
Except
monkey
Except for the
I
fact
have?
That it's fucking racist. That's
you
for you, QB Studios.
How dare you call me and start off conversation with racist stuff?
Bernie, it's Greg Miller. You're on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. How are you?
Why?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. So
I answer the phone, I hear you're fucking racist.
do you think, are we allowed to, this is not, I need you to take off your Rooster Teeth in charge hat. As a human being, are we still allowed to sing the Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting song? Or is that racist now?
Good gosh, I don't know. I don't think so. I think Kung Fu is an art form. But it depends. I mean, specifically, I don't know the lyrics of the entire song.
Well, he's specifically talking about the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do part.
Oh, yeah, that little part of the ditty. Yeah.
That is a pain point. Can we look past it, though?
But the real question.
The real question is, we had Kinda Funny Live 3 this past weekend. Thank you for coming.
I'll explain it later, but you're welcome.
We were there at the VIP event. A fan gave us a bunch of fan-made Kinda Funny t-shirts. And one of the ones he made was, pineapple doesn't belong on pizza, but in the style of people don't like grapes.
Well, I think it's...
Oh.
And so...
Yeah, so what's his, get his name and social security number so I can sue him.
No, see, the thing is, now he's already given us permission. I say we put it on the store, we sell it. And then Tim's like, I don't think Rooster Teeth would like that. I don't understand why you guys wouldn't like that. It's just us... extending your joke into our joke that then makes you more money?
I don't know. That you asked me to take my Rooster Teeth hat off for a second.
No, put it back on!
Put my hat back on again. Let me just ask you this question. Did he make one of those shirts for the current host of Kinda Funny Live? Because I know last year's host was forced out. So,
well, last year's host couldn't even get off his duff to come here. He moved all the way to L.A. to go be a Hollywood megastar, and he can't even get his ass up here.
Is that the way it works?
That's the way I understand it. That's the way Andy Cortez, Kinda Funny's Andy Cortez, explained it to me that way. Isn't that right, Andy?
Yeah.
Was this when did you reach this conclusion in between your conversations with The Rock? Was that what happened?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, that was right around there. I was like, we don't need Vernon anymore. Cut him loose. Rip off all their shirts. Because, see, the thing is with the pineapple shirt, it'll dupe your dumb Rooster Teeth kids. They'll come in, they'll see it, they'll click to our store, they'll buy it, they'll think they're supporting Gavin, they'll really be supporting us.
Yeah, no, I get the spirit.
All right, sounds like we're putting it into production. That's what I wanted to hear.
Oh, God.
If it's purple, we've got a problem.
No, it's not. It's gray. It's gray and yellow.
You wouldn't make a purple shirt.
No, I won't wear a purple shirt. I look like one of the kids from Willy Wonka.
Look at this. You've drawn me in. You give me an appearance on the morning show only to get some kind of approval for what is clearly bootleg merchandise.
To be clear about 100% what we're doing is it's going to be the thumbnail for this episode will be your face, and then it will say in all caps, Bernie Burns joins the Kinda Funny Morning Show.
We had to put Gavin in there too. Gavin gets way more
clicks. Okay, cool. We'll put Gavin. Do I have to call Gavin then to get him involved too?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay. All right, we love you, Bernie. Bye.
Thanks, dude. See you soon. Bye.
I think we have permission. I'm just saying.
That sounded good.
I'm sure that somewhere in there, if someone were to take a bunch, take that clip and cut it up a bunch, we can make it sound like Bernie said
yes. He approved it?
Yeah.
Just clear yes. Oh, my God. What are the chances of this happening? He might just out of sheer surprise answer.
Why is Greg Miller calling? Who's dead? That's what he thinks. Who's dead?
Oi.
Oi, Governor. Who? Somebody died.
Your call
is
damn it.
We'll see if he calls back. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I reach in the internet, grab a video game, toss it to one of you. How do you win? It's simple. Be in the chat, like so many of you are right now on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, or if you're one of the people watching later on youtube.com/kindafunny, or listening on a podcast service from around the globe, you can support us. Three different ways to get entered and never have to be here. Subscribe to us on Twitch, back us on Patreon, or back us on the other Patreon. Also, if you're here live, you could do those things, get three more chances to win. Everything makes sense?
Three more chances?
You get four total chances to win.
My God, that is
quadruple
the fun.
We give away cool-ass games. First story comes from GameSpot.com, where Eddie says Super Nintendo World theme park gets concept video, looks amazing. I haven't watched it. Have you
I haven't watched it either. I've seen pictures of Miyamoto.
Throw it up. Let's watch this
Greg,
video.
Cool, Greg. Get over Let's watch this video. You gotta see this.
Andy, come watch this video.
It's like with us.
We're all going to Nintendo. Super Nintendo.
All right, you guys gotta get nice and tight.
Where's it gonna be?
No, hold on.
Japan
so,
right now, but then Andy, eventually come to Florida. No,
Greg, go to.
Cool, cool. Well, I thought, you know, I like the brothers Grimm over there together. Now, that's Greg, great. You go. That there you go, perfect. Now we can all watch it. Play the video, full screen.
Give me a second.
Oh yeah.
Oh, why am I not getting audio? Hold on.
That part seems dangerous.
Oh my God! I don't think it's gonna look like this.
You need Chad.
Fucking finally, Chad is alive. It turns
out. Nope, Chad is dead.
Should we try to resurrect Chad?
No.
He's just touching the coins. He's not even collecting them.
All right, you know, it's not, it's a theme park.
It's cool. No guardrails. Just be up here.
Yeah.
Send your kids up to the top.
You gotta fight the fucking Bomb King.
Yeah.
The first trailer for the Nintendo area of the Universal Studios theme park in Japan has been released, and it looks pretty cool. The concept video for Super Mario World, as it's being called, of course, starts by showing Mario. We just watched it, Eddie. I don't need this. This concept video does not show off any actual rides or attractions, but a listing has suggested that there will be some form of real-world Mario Kart. Zyger, get your ass to Japan and get it whipped again.
I mean, that's the thing. Can you imagine if it was like a dumbed-down car? Because, like, car racers are actually kind of scary. Have you ever done it before?
In real life?
Yeah.
No.
Have you? Has anyone here?
Oh, you mean like go-karts?
Yeah.
I have.
I've done go-karting.
So
here,
awesome.
Like at that K1 racing or whatever.
Racing, God bless.
Like that shit can get pretty intense.
Sure, hugging the corners.
Yeah, it goes fast. I mean, my problem is
racing.
It's super fun, but I can't actually imagine throwing banana peels and shit. You know what I mean?
No.
Throwing those turtle shells. Like I'm just trying to not crash. I'm hoping it's like a slower kart thing. Like not too slow.
Yeah.
But slower, but like with a laser tag style weapon that you'll see it and you get the randomized thing of what you get and you can like shoot down at the track or something. Maybe like, oh my fucking
God. So you think it's on rails? Imagine. Like slot car races.
My thing is there's the cars.
World.
No. Well, Cars Land, but there's the Cars Race. I forgot what it's called. The Motor Springs or some shit. Mm-hmm. Raceway. Where it's you don't actually control if you're winning or not.
Uh-huh.
It's just two cars, and at one point you pull up to a cart next to you, and it's like a 3, 2, 1, and you go, and one of them wins. But fuck that. I want to actually be able to win. I think that who's winning should be controlled by the item usage. Imagine video wall floors making it Rainbow Road, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you can go through like a whole Grand Prix. So really, you're just going through one lap, like over and over, but like every time it changes to a different surrounding.
Okay.
And then when you have this fucking laser tag thing, you can shoot out different weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
And depending on the weapons, you can win or lose. I think it's fucking cool.
It sounds very expensive. I think it'll end up probably like just being bumper cars.
See, that would be really lame.
Yeah.
No, it's 2017, Greg.
I know.
Have you not seen Avatar Land at Disney World?
I sure haven't.
It's utterly insane what they're doing. Like, what I'm pitching right now, entirely possible, and I wouldn't put it past them.
The last ride I went to that somebody made a big deal about, and I was like, oh, it was like the Toy Story Let's Shoot Shit, whatever one.
Yeah, Toy Story Mania.
Yeah.
Which is super cool, but that's...
It's fine. It's just whatever. But it's not a leap in advancement. I don't feel like I've gone forever and ever and ever here.
Yeah, no. But I wouldn't count that. I would count cars higher than that.
I haven't been to cars, so I don't know. I can't help you on that one. Is Super Mario Land going to be cool?
Oh, absolutely.
Super Mario World.
Yeah. I mean,
Nintendo World.
As far as I know, and I haven't been to them all.
Yeah,
no one's fucked up these theme parks yet. Like Harry Potter, everyone fucking loves that. Disney,
hell yeah,
obviously, people love it. They made Avatar work. Avatar, people are loving, and no one gives a shit about Avatar. The people,
I know,
don't
that's my thing. I'm not
Avatar.
Gonna go every time I go to a theme park that has the Avatar world, and I see these fucking kids walking around with their shaved heads and their blue arrows and their fucking wind. I'm like, get out of here!
I hate you so much. It's brand new. It just opened up. It's only in Disney World. But then they did the Simpsons thing, and people really like that.
Yeah.
And it's like if they didn't fuck that up, we're gonna be fine with Nintendo. We can just throw.
But I feel like, with all due respect, Nintendo fucks things up.
Yeah, but
they're going to hold back. They're not going to have a Moe's Tavern with a flaming Moe, a butter beer over at Harry Potter World.
Universal.
Oh my God, we need to go to Universal right now.
It's raining.
Right now wouldn't be.
Yeah,
a good
when
time.
We get there, it'll stop raining.
Oh, okay. Kevin, on this next story, will you do me a favor and scroll down and just open the Twitter hyperlink? That's what I meant to put in. I just didn't get to it. You're way past it. We're just blew right past it. Up there, Twitter, right there at the top of the page. Kevin, over on our next story comes from CD Projekt Red themselves, who put up this letter, bam. Dear gamers, an unidentified individual or individuals has just informed us they are in possession of a few internal files belonging to CD Projekt Red. Among them are documents connected to early designs for the upcoming game Cyberpunk 2077. Cyberpunk 2077. A demand for ransom has been made, saying that should we not comply, the files will be released to the general public. We will not be giving into the demands of the individual or individuals that have contacted us, which might eventually lead to the files being published online. The appropriate legal authorities will be informed about the situation. The documents are old and largely unrepresentative of the current vision of the game. Still, if you're looking forward to playing Cyberpunk 2077, it would be best for you to avoid any information not coming directly from CD Projekt Red. When the time is right, you'll hear about Cyberpunk 2077 from us officially. CD Projekt Red team. Fuck yes. As if you couldn't love CD Projekt Red more. They give you The Witcher, you open it up, there's a little letter from them thanking you, all the DLC's free, by the way, and then bam, here they go. Oh, you wanna fuck with us? You wanna try to blow
you
our shit up?
You wanna fuck with us?
You wanna fuck with us?
Don't fuck
from
with
Warsaw?
Me.
Fuck you. We'll put this letter out there.
Hell yeah.
Good job, good for them, man. What a great way to do it too, because then it also totally, if you're kind of funny, IGN, Kotaku, GameSite X, and you put that shit up now, you now have the wrath of everybody being like, dude, they just talked about this being a theft. Why are you sharing stolen goods?
Yeah,
what a
so
great way
to
spin
to
it around.
Forge if you want to see.
Huh?
That's why you go to NeoGAF if you want to see that stuff.
NeoGAF, the dark web?
The dark, no, NeoGAF's not the dark web.
I know.
But no, that I'm interested in Cyberpunk 2077 in a way that I shouldn't be, because we all know my thoughts on the open worlds and all that stuff. But I mean, what a fucking dope name.
Sure.
Cyberpunk 2077. And like with the accolades The Witcher got, it's like, I don't know, maybe like this is a perfect example of when you hear about something, even if you aren't into it, and people love it so much. Mm-hmm. That it kind of rubs off, and you're like, all right, maybe I should give that next thing a try.
I mean, that's what happened with Witcher 3, is Witcher, the first two, I had never really given any time of day to, but I'd come around enough on, I loved open world RPGs, obviously, but enough on, this fantasy sounds like fantasy I'd get into, and got into it. I think the setting change matters a lot. Now, who wants a fun Nick Scarpino story?
Me.
You were part of the story.
Uh-oh.
Remember the other day when we were sitting around and we were talking about CD Projekt Red and we were talking about Cyberpunk 2077?
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds really cool. And he went and looked at it. He's like, dude, this game looks dope. And then he's like, oh, wait, this isn't. He was watching a fucking
Andy,
Call of Duty
Andy
Modern.
And he was sitting by his desk and looks over. And Nick was looking at a screenshot of Call of Duty, a first-person screenshot.
This game looks dope. He's like, no, Nick, that's Infinite Warfare. It's been out for about
Nine
months. Oh, Detroit!
Oh, we were
Fuck,
talking about
right.
Detroit.
Thanks for ruining the story.
Yeah.
You came in here big dick swinging.
Well, no, but I mean, it all spurred because Nick thought Detroit was Cyberpunk.
Right, that's why we get in there.
Oh, yeah. Nick.
It's a screenshot of a Detroit level in Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Oh my god, this is really, really cool.
That's funny.
Over at IGN.com, Alex Osborne says, Fortnite release date revealed. The wait is nearly over. Following its reveal over 5 years ago.
My God.
Epic's
I remember that. It was during Up at Noon.
Very cartoony. Yeah. Epic's co-op survival game Fortnite will release as an early access title on July 25th for PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. In addition to unveiling the release date, the official Fortnite Twitter account shared a new gameplay trailer, which you can check out below. For those who pre-order Fortnite ahead of its launch, we'll be able to dive into the action days early. All the stuff goes on. Standard edition is $40, while deluxe, super deluxe, and limited editions are available for $60, $90, and $150, respectively. Details on each edition can be found here. Fortnite has been in the works for quite some time. Epic announced the game back in December 2011. And they sold multiple alpha and beta tests. Now, hold on 1 second. Don't change the story.
We ain't changing no story.
It's one of those things
don't
where,
you worry.
Know,
don't you
we
worry
get in, so much happens...
Face.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
DJ Great. Kento says, Fortnite sucks with strangers.
I'm in the E3 book.
Yeah, your E3 book.
This is my Judge's Week book.
Oh, shit.
I'm now
of
finding...
what you can and can't talk about?
I have confirmed the embargo on the news presentation and hands-on build is today. It's up, so I'm fine.
Oh, so you're good.
What would you like to know about Fortnite?
Is it good?
I didn't play it. Didn't play it. They gave me
5 years. You didn't play it. Good sign.
Here, let's okay. Let's all back it up.
We're backing up.
Let's back up a second.
We're backpedaling.
I go there for Judges Week. They show it to us. They do a live demonstration of the gameplay. Then there at the end, they're like, "Just go now. We want you to play it though too. So all you have to do is go home, download the Epic PC installer, whatever the fuck it is. Get us or your Epic." And I'm like, "That's a lot of steps. No thanks." I'll wait for the PlayStation 4 version. But what I'll tell you is from the presentation I watched, played by competent players, I am interested. It was an interesting survival game of jumping in there, running around, doing it. Mac, PC, PS4, X1, July 25th, paid early access. There you go. Third person, the world's all destructive. I like that a lot. You run around, you build the things. You can collect the collectible NPCs, and then you put them in there. You're building, you know, this whole, like, it's a horde mode, right, of getting your world ready for then these monsters to come in. It's got a good style. It doesn't have that cartoon art style it's got anymore.
Oh,
you know
really?
What I mean? Yeah, it's still a animated art style, but it's not as goofy as that.
It doesn't look like that trailer we just saw?
Show me the trailer we just saw. It doesn't look like the debut trailer is what I remember.
I think
you remember
what
the debut trailer? What are you?
Oh, wait.
No, this is the new style. Play. Yeah, let's watch it.
Oh.
I'll talk a little bit over
it. On
yeah, we just watched it.
Can we? Well, now can Greg Miller talk over it while
yeah, Greg Miller knew the fucking.
Nah,
Greg Miller's seen some stuff. Well, it sounds like Kevin Coelho's just not doing well over there.
I don't think that's
we're talking about Fortnite, Crown V.
This is the original.
Give me a Miller Lite right now, too, you know?
You want a Miller Lite? I'll get you a Miller Lite.
DJ Kento says it looks way different.
Fill time, guys. Fill time.
We're filling time right now. We're talking to DJ Kento. Is that okay?
DJ Kento.
DJ Kento.
There's an episode of Game Over Greggy Show that we recorded yesterday that's not going live next week. It's going live the following week.
Right.
It's going to be damn good.
It's great. It's awesome. It's worth the dollar.
Yeah,
it Janina is worth the dollar. On it.
Yep.
The star of Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Cortez
is on
it.
We had an amazing topic where we talked about genie wishes.
Right.
And we actually didn't talk about the wishes. We mainly talked about genies.
Yeah. So you see, you're running around these worlds. You got these different taco shops to go through. It's cartoony, but it's not as cartoony as it was when it was. Each one of these characters has, like, you know, their different pros and cons. You got your fast moving guys.
Your pretty
you got,
boy, you got your pretty girl.
You got your tank in there and all this different stuff.
You got your other pretty boy.
They're funny little characters. They got a fun little trailer. They go in there and beat the hell out of these things. I enjoyed what I saw. Now, will I play it at length? Who knows? I didn't think I'd play Friday the 13th. Look at me now. Fucking playing Friday the 13th left and right. You know what I mean?
See, I can't do all this shit.
Yeah.
The fort.
Well, this is, and the problem with this is that it comes down. It'll work for and against this for certain players, but against it in the tons of loot. Against it for players like me is the fact that, yeah, you need a real team for this. You need to communicate. You need to say what you're going to do, right? I hate doing that.
Yeah.
I never have a good team for that.
No.
Make discoveries. That's their big thing, discoveries.
Okay.
It's not really discoveries. I'm just making
that. Oh, okay.
But they got loot boxes and stuff like that. Go down there. You collect it. You're crafting. You know what I mean? You're getting all your different stuff.
Hmm.
Going through. Beating this up.
DJ Kendo seems like a big Fortnite fan.
Yeah? Good. Yeah. Like I said, like, as somebody who has had no real interest in it, and, like, again, isn't a multiplayer gamer, what I saw at Judges Week, I was like, you know what, I'd want to try this at least. I'd want to play this for a little bit. Mm. Do I want to jump through hoops and have to play it on a fucking PC? No, thank you. Mm. I'll wait for it to be on PlayStation 4. I don't care how many times you email me, Nick Chester. I'll wait for the PS4.
That's a good point.
I'm not gonna get this PC stuff. I'm not going to do the Epic installer.
My dog Nick96 says, I forgot, did they say that there's going to be a Kind of Funny Gamescast rolling out next week or not because of E3?
Mm-hmm.
There will not because of E3. There will not be a typical Gamescast. There's going to be multiple Gamecasts next week, throughout the week, as we're reacting to
all of our post shows are technically Gamescasts.
Yeah.
For every conference. We're doing pre-shows, watch-alongs, and then post-shows for every conference.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, once we're there, there'll be a Gamescast every night as well.
That's the plan. At least day one and day two of the show. Typically, we don't do a day three.
See, I think about I think
this year, I think we
in
will.
In my head, I think it'll be at least day two and day three.
Whatever. There's at least two.
All right, well.
What I'm saying is usually there's one day that we're like, oh, we didn't see enough.
Claude Roger says, can Fortnite be played with just two players, or does it have to be four players? From my understanding, it can be just one player. There's a single player way to run through it. And then I think you can have different things in there. Penguin Von Penguin, can I build Sanctuary from Fallout 4? I don't see why not. Seems like something you'd be able to do. You
get in
there, you
not.
Construct it, you have some fun.
Don't see why not.
Yeah, if that looks interesting, it's got my, that looks interesting. It's got my seal of approval so far of like, all right, yeah.
You know what? So yeah. This kid, Connor Titsworth, you
I've
might know
that.
Him
Titsworth
from
it.
The Kinda Funny community.
Yeah.
I mainly know him from the Facebook. I don't know if he's in the other communities. Big fan of this dude overall.
Yeah.
Really positive guy, always has really good feedback on whatever's going on. And when he's critical, he's critical in a very supportive way.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this thing called the Tits Worth It Seal of Approval that he'll put on posts. And, like, it's a little emblem that he puts on things. And it's really funny.
He's a smart
dude. Totally just want to jack that and come up with something where it's just, like, the Get Hyped, like, Seal of Approval.
Okay.
I just need to figure that out. I want to be able to put it on anything. And I feel like you need one, too. We all need it. Because it's
Well, why don't we just have the Kind of Funny Approved stamp? That's, I mean, to spoil a little bit. In the you know, the past two E3s, we've gone there, we've had the Kind of Funny Improved Awards and then our Kind of Funny Game of Show.
Yeah.
Before, they've always been our faces.
Life-size our faces.
Yeah. This year, we've moved away from that to just say, it's Kind of Funny Approved
and
then Kind of Funny Game of the Show with the Kind of Funny logo.
Yeah.
I think that's what we just
put that on a bunch of walls.
Yeah, exactly.
Can the bad games get the picture of me in the referee outfit with thumbs down?
That's Kind of Funny Disapproved?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kind of Funny Hate.
So here's the thing, it's too late because we already got these things made because they're actually like legit trophy looking things, but you could just go print a whole bunch of those and get some scotch tape and just put them up everywhere.
Put them on Indie Dev's booths.
Yeah.
Oh man, Indie Dev's make good the best stuff.
Yeah. Not at E3, there's a lot of fuckers there.
Whoa.
You ever walk around E3 to like the far corners?
Sure.
God, shit gets dark, man. We gotta do a booth tour of the dark booths.
The dark web.
The dark web.
It really is, though. You go over there, and it's just like, so there's like booth babes aren't really a thing anymore. Now it's just like cosplay until you get out into the fucking outer rim.
Outer rim.
There's just like bounce houses all around, and it's just like, there's just a bunch of girls in the bounce house. It's just like, what's your product? And they're like, we're not sure.
There are no rules in the dark web. Kevin, heads up. We're about to do a PlayStation Rock block of news here. I added one in there called bestsellers right underneath it. But if you want to throw up this one while you prep that one, great. If not, no big deal.
I can't do that.
Okay, well, you don't have the technology. It's fine. Tim insists on adding this story here.
I mean, it's just a fun little thing. We don't even really need to get into it. There will be limited edition gold and silver consoles joining the PlayStation 4 family this month. You said you already talked about...
We talked about the gold. I missed the silver one, but this is also over for the UK. Oi, Governor.
Oi.
Top of the evening to you over there. But yeah, this is what you're talking about. Nick and I were talking about this, I think, of like how he wouldn't want it, but kind of wants it, but I kind of want it too. I don't understand why they're not colored pros. Oh, I could go for a colored pro.
Yeah.
Start putting out the pros and colors.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, pro... I don't give a shit about the visuals of it. Moving faster, downloading faster. I was like, all right.
Yeah, dude.
When I was downloading stuff in here, I was like, all right.
That's pretty good. That's what they should have fucking said from the beginning.
I know,
man.
I mismanaged
it. It is a better system. It's like, whatever. Let's not get it.
Don't cry about it. Don't cry near oatmeal about it.
No tears needed.
Then you had another one in here.
The other was just the silver. So we can skip this too.
All right, good. And then the one I want to talk about here, popping this morning that I missed it when in my hearing, Justin Massengill tossed up. The PlayStation Store's top May downloads. Don't scroll! What do you think number one and two are?
For May.
For PS4.
Shit, I'm super blanking on what's even been coming out.
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. The screen already gave away one of them.
Okay.
And just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I find this very, very interesting, the second game. It's a game...
Give me some hints.
It's a game I've played.
Okay.
It's a game some would say the best at. I'm pretty amazing.
Mario Kart.
In a dark horse pick. No, Friday the 13th, number two. Scroll on down, Kevin.
What?
Top PlayStation 4 game in terms of selling on the PSN over there. Injustice 2, wow. Friday the 13th, NBA Playgrounds, The Order, because there was a sale, I guess.
God of War 3.
Yeah, see, like, this Siege,
is, I wouldn't have guessed.
Overwatch, Rocket League. Rocket League's hanging in there. Fuck yeah, Rocket League. Minecraft, of course, still there. Ark up there. Prey, Grand Theft Auto 5, because that'll never go away. Nier, Darksiders, the collection. Wildlands, Little Nightmares, which is a big win for Little Nightmares.
I want to play that.
Yeah.
It looks so cool.
It's another one that's on my bar. What we need to do is take a week off, but have someone else make all the content.
Got
so
it.
We can just play games.
Yeah.
That'd be really helpful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That
sounds easy.
That sounds great.
You got enough people now.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Cool Greg, and you can do the show while we play games.
Yeah.
Bloodborne, blah, blah, blah.
No Persona.
Yeah, Persona had its moment, I think, in the sun.
The mighty have fallen.
All right, you know what I mean? And I think people are, you know, and with all due respect to all the Persona nerds out there, I'm one of you, but not this vein of Persona nerd. You want your collector's editions, you want it on your shelf. You get the clutter out of your house, all right? Just be like me, digital games. Kevin, I'm not done with that story at all. Over on PS3, nobody cares about God of War Ascension, God of War Collection, just a whole bunch of sales over there. But PlayStation VR games, Farpoint getting in there, Star Trek Bridge Crew,
yep.
Job Simulator, Static, Dick Wild.
What the fuck's Dick Wild?
I forget. It's like it's got this guy's face. It's not a penis. Don't get excited. I we did the Let's Play for the Paperboy shitty
delivery.
One. Yeah, special delivery. It's up right now. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. I think on one of the shows we should figure out a way to just do, let's try one of these fucking stupid VR games. Because they put out... PlayStation VR I still love or whatever in terms of like what a great idea, but I felt fallen so off in terms of playing stuff. Mortal Blitz? Time Machine VR I never played.
I mean, I'm definitely down for that, but like I think what we just did is a perfect example of why not to do that.
People love that one. They say, why is it controlling with his head? Why isn't he using the paper launcher?
Yeah, I was looking at the comments and it's just like there's so many people like, this is what a $500 investment is for, and it's like, that's a very
But Farpoint was fun. We enjoyed that stream, didn't we? Here's the Dick Wild PlayStation VR review from Without...
God, see, this looks like a PSVR game.
Yeah, well, of course, we're still learning, figuring it all out. But what, like a Dick's Wild, man.
Dick Wild.
I mean, like, you know, we're not hearing the context of what he's doing. There you go, see? Dick Wild.
You know what it looks like Toy Story's Midway Mania.
I'll agree with that, sure.
Disneyland.
Here's the one thing I think a lot of PlayStation VR games are missing. Why don't you have just the easy fucking platinum trophies? You know what I mean?
I mean, that is the least of my concerns when it comes
to these
games.
Put these fuckers up there, easy ass platinum, I'm getting it.
Special delivery. My number one pick. Why can't you control the analog?
Because people are learning. They're learning how people want to control with things. Blanket483 says Dick Wild is good. Use the aim controllers. There you go, Tim. Eating your words already. How's that feel? Thank you, Kev. Thanks, Kev.
Doesn't feel good, I'll tell you that.
Okay, good, 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 good. Yeah, Judge Ross says he'd enjoy a weekly PlayStation VR. Greg, look up the trophy. Okay, hold on. This is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I haven't gotten an easy plat in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I grant that I still have to once I get that Walking Dead episode 5 done. Anyway, we're looking for ping pong VR trophies, apparently.
Ping Pong VR.
I'm excited already. Here we go.
Great.
Ping Pong
Let's
VR
go through
trophies.
This trophy list.
It's got a platinum.
Okay.
This is what I'm looking for, I think. It's win 50 points in practice, win 100 points in practice, win 200 points in 500, 1,000 points in practice. The TT Cup victory, you are the boss. Wall mode, reach 50 changes in wall mode, reach 100 changes in wall mode, reach 200. Win one set. Of course, I'm on PlayStationTrophies.org. We're going to jump into the forums, see what the kids are saying.
Mm-hmm. What are those kids saying?
The devs must be insane is the only thread here. The 1,000 points in practice mode trophy is not accumulative. You have to finish it in one sitting. Even if you win with all the points, it takes 3 hours at least. And 200 changes in the wall mode is not fun. It's never the skills, it's the calibration. The most I can get is 25 points. Well, that's terrible. Yeah, nope.
Yeah, let's get some trophies in VR.
Damn it! Put easy trophies in there, it's easy!
Good lord. All right. Next story.
Steins Gate, top PlayStation VR game. What's the next story, Timmy?
Stuff I want to be a nerd about.
Go for it.
So this actually came out last week at some point, but I was prepping for KFL, so yeah. I didn't get to look at it. This trailer is fantastic, and it is why I am so excited for Sonic Mania. It is being made by people that care about this a lot. You should be good to talk about all the things.
Okay.
But they nailed it where this is everything I'm nostalgic about Sonic for.
Yeah.
They nailed in one trailer. Can we watch the trailer, please, Kevin?
Yep. There's an ad. Fill time.
I saw Sonic Mania.
Yes.
I played Sonic Mania, yes. Sir. I've touched Sonic Mania. Uh-huh. As someone who has not cared about Sonic in a long time, but grew up with him.
Okay.
Played Sonic 1, 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you watch the Sonic movie?
No, I did not.
Did you watch
As someone
Sonic
who
CD?
Has grown up with Sonic, loved Sonic, was a Sega fanboy, this game, quite good.
Hell yeah, it is. And look at this shape. Pump that audio. Cam.
Pump that audio, Cam!
These beautiful Sonic tunes. So cute, so adorable. Right, he ain't no bunny. He's a hedgehog. Go for it, Sonic. Art style, very reminiscent of the Sonic movie. And the Sonic CD opening sounds like the Japanese theme, which, you know, I prefer the American Sonic boom, but it's all good.
2D Sonic
Return! Get it, Sonic, go!
There he goes.
I love it. So I played this many a times now.
Yeah.
I needed my life. Coming to Switch, the most important fact about this whole thing.
Well, the here most important, how is
the past version of Speedway Valley.
This is a feel-good trailer. This
Hell
takes
yeah,
you back.
Hell yeah,
it reminds, when I was
and
playing.
And there's more. Look at this. Run, fucking fly, and you fucking, what's Knuckles do, Greg? You tell me.
Climbing.
He climbs and glides and punches, too.
Okay.
Get hyped, son. Where's he gonna go? Right? Hold on. Check this out. Sonic 1, 2, 3,
Mario
Knuckles,
Kart?
Mania.
Oh.
CD, they're like, fuck you. Sonic 4, Episode 1 and 2, you don't exist. Get the hell out, boys. We're going for this shit.
Charlie Brown in chat says, this ain't better than Dick Wilde, sorry.
Yeah, it is. It fucking is.
So,
oh my God.
Now give me
it.
My moment.
Now, go over, Kev, to the next trailer.
Nope, Kevin's going to shut everything down.
It sounded like an Onomatoguchi song.
What? Which is
it did.
Fantastic. Because they're nailing it. Then let's just watch a little bit of this. Just a little bit. This is a proof of how much they're nailing it.
I've played this.
Chemical Plant Zone, one of my favorite zones in all of Sonic history.
Yeah.
But you listen to this music, this remix is fantastic. And even just visually, that shit wasn't in the original, but it feels like it was.
Yeah.
And that's how you make this game. So stoked about this.
Sure.
All right, now you can cut the audio, Kev, so Greg can like regale us with his wisdom.
Regale. Played this. Played this very level. I played a Sonic though. I have no affinity for Tails. And had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Had a gay old time, as the kids say.
Mm-hmm.
And liked it. Took me immediately back to when I was. I have a very clear memory, of course, of Sonic 1. This takes me back to the memory of playing this in Sonic 2. Playing Sonic 2. And I remember I was playing with Eric Whitney in my bedroom. And my mom's like, let's go to lunch. And I was like, but we haven't finished this level. Like,
fuck you, look.
And she's like, no, but you can pause it and go. And I was like, you can leave this on, like just sitting here. And I remember that was such a big deal. I thought I was going to explode. Came back and picked it up. It was great. Cartridges.
Yeah.
What a great thing.
Yeah.
Sonic, I have so many great memories of. Sonic 1, I'd try to impress my mom and guess when we'd have them. I'd show them the game where it's the one where like the lava's coming underground in like that graveyard-y level.
Marble Zone.
Yeah, and I'd sit there and I'd let him tap his foot and let it get close and then I'd take off and outrun the lava and I felt like a badass.
And your mom was like, cool.
Yeah, exactly. This took me back to all of that. It's so much fun. I actually think I'll give it a shot to really get into
Hell
it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Will.
Because
Hell
like
yeah, you will.
Playing it as a kid, I don't think I understood what the fuck I was doing. Playing it as an adult, I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to play these levels over and over again and figure out like how to get through here faster and get the most coins and all stuff. Or rings, my apologies. But what I really want to point out, and this is gonna be shitty to say, is that the ending of one of these levels goes to a boss battle. You know what I mean? And it is
you
so
can't say what it is.
Fucking good. And I can't tell you what it is. You will all know when it happens because everyone will talk about it. What a fucking awesome idea. And for me, that was when it was like, I know we've done, like Lola's been here. You've talked to the developers. It's a small team. They're fans, yada, yada, yada. I know all that, but that was when I was like, oh shit, these are like real fucking Sonic
Hell,
fans.
Dude, it's so clear. For anybody that like is really in the OG Sonic fandom and all that stuff, every single level has so much Easter eggs and just fan service going on. I'm so stoked for this. It took so long for this to come out, but this perfect example. Delay the shit till it needs to be ready. We finally got the release date. I think it's August 13th.
Real quick, from the chat, Peanut0423 says, in all caps, homie didn't know what the pause button was. No, I knew what the pause button was. I just thought the system would like explode if you left it on for 45 minutes on pause. What is this?
I think you're going to want to open this.
Who sent this?
This was sent by, I believe, the marketing team from Rooster Teeth.
Uh-oh.
Is it my fucking pineapple shirt I asked for? Did they move that quickly?
That would have moved real quick. There's no way Rooster Teeth moved that fast.
What is this?
Oh my God.
Turn it around.
Yeah, okay.
I am all about it.
Are we selling this shirt now? Hold on. I can't see myself. Everybody screen cap this and tweet it to The Rock. Thanks for coming to Kind of Funny Live 3.
They said, obviously, we can't make this shirt because he owns that photo, but you can recreate that pose if you'd like.
What if we get The Rock's permission? That's a pretty fucking epic shirt right there. They move fast on that, huh?
Yeah, wow, good for them. Yeah.
Thank you, Rooster Teeth marketing team.
Who was it? Like, Becca and them?
Tony Simonetta is the one who, Tony's like the main graphic designer, well, one of them, and he slacked me about it. Like,
good.
Hey, be expecting a package.
Good, good. Oh, there you go.
Are you selling the Rooster Teeth Slack?
I am, yeah.
I don't like that. You're one of ours now.
I love it.
It's a good shirt.
I love
shirt.
It.
It's a good shirt.
What size is it?
XL. They knew who they're messing with over here. They knew who they fucking with.
You gonna wear a shirt with your face on it?
Yeah, I'll wear this shirt with my face on it.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah. Greg, I'm really excited.
Oh,
this year, this calendar year, we have half a year left.
Yeah.
And I'm about to get myself Crash Bandicoot, Insane Trilogy, Sonic Mania, and Super Mario Odyssey. What a time to be Tim Geddes.
It is a good time to be Tim Geddes.
It is. Oh my God, it is.
Next story you tossed in comes from IGN.com. For the link you just put in, IGN.com. Konami is discussing bringing Castlevania to the Switch. Now, Kevin, I'm going to read off the big TV, so don't scroll around too much. Konami, oh, you son of a bitch. Konami is discussing whether or not to bring Castlevania to the Nintendo Switch. In an interview with Mike Tendo 64, European brand manager Richard Jones confirmed that there'd been lots of internal discussions at Konami to ascertain what games the publisher can bring to the Nintendo Switch. Quote, all I can say is that there is lots of internal discussions going on within Konami regarding what games we can bring to the Nintendo. Why even put this part of the quote back in, Vicky? You just, oh my God. Other than Bomberman, a game which we are well aware of its heritage and how loved it is, and Castlevania is, Jones said. So much so that Castlevania is getting its own show on Netflix, and because of that, we're hearing a lot of desires from our fans for a new Castlevania series. Scroll down, Kev. So, we do know there is a demand for a new game, but right now nothing is set in stone as the discussions are still ongoing. As for whether or not Super Bomberman R will make it to the Wii U, according to Jones, the answer is no. Good, of course. The short answer is no. Who the fuck will bring anything? Oh, I think this is a typo. As for whether or not the Super Bomberman R will make it to the Wii U, then the quote is, Super Bomberman R was only ever considered for the Nintendo Switch. No, she's correct. Yeah, why would anybody bring it? The Wii U's dead. Stop making Wii U games, stop making 3DS games. Am I right?
Yeah, you're totally right. Now, something interesting to take into consideration
take something
here is Super Bomberman R on the Nintendo Switch is by far the best-selling Bomberman in at least the last 20 years,
okay.
Which I know isn't that crazy impressive because 20 years is a long time, and that would bring us back to, you know, the DS times and
maybe
a little further than
the
that.
The long ago times.
It's if you look at this chart, I don't want to send a link. It's just, it's a lot more.
Sure.
Right? Super Bomberman R sold very well on the Switch, relatively.
It was
launch title, there's nothing else, whatever, but it did sell very well.
Sure.
And Konami was like, we're going to look at that and see if, about other franchises,
right.
Switch. This, to me, says Castlevania will be coming to the Switch at some point, making the Switch. And that's exciting because, obviously, the Castlevania games on Game Boy Advance and DS are fantastic.
Sure.
And it's been a while. It's been a long time since we've gotten a 2D Metroidvania Castlevania.
Well, you got Bloodstained from Iga coming.
We do.
Don't worry about that.
We do.
He's got you covered. Don't sweat it. Kevin, don't even bother opening the Project Cars 2. Project Cars 2 has a release date. It's September 22nd, 2017. I played it at E3 Judges Week. I got to be in a giant virtual reality cockpit that rumbled around and had like, it was fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played it on a real thing and it was just like, it's just a racing game.
Yeah.
It's a really pretty racing game.
Project Cars is pretty.
You like racing games.
I really like
You Project should play Cars. Project Cars then.
I really want to.
All right, we'll get you some Project Cars stuff. Do you want to see it at E3? Do you want me to make an appointment to go play?
No.
Okay.
So the people telling me that I'm horrible at math. First off, I am horrible at math. Second off, the chart I'm looking at, the first thing's DS. So I just said DS. Because, okay. I mean, I'm sure that goes back to Game Boy Color and shit. Those Bomberman games there, too.
Like, there was a significant gain with the Bomberman R.
Next story. It's just a simple YouTube link. Shenmue 3 has been delayed.
Shenmue 3.
Till 2018.
Late 2018.
Crimea River. You've waited this long. Keep waiting, kids.
I you're so against Shenmue.
No, I'm not at all. I'm not at all.
Because I don't care at all. But I care so much that people are excited about it. They deserve this.
I'm excited for them to get it too. I'm just saying it's delayed. Suck it up. It's over. It's delayed.
It's over.
It's not going to be E3 now. Adam Boys ain't going to come out to save you. Congratulations. Bomberman's coming one day.
So what are my predictions? Wrong.
Yeah, a lot of ours have been getting shot in the fucking head.
Yeah.
This week it's been bad.
That's what's fun about predictions though.
Yeah, totally.
If you just fucking nailed it, then it's not exciting. If it's a bunch of bullshit, like, because it's easy to make predictions that are right, I think.
Oh yeah, if we wanted to play the game, we're like, they're gonna come out and announce two exclusives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Some bullshit.
Yeah, okay. Final story is another simple one. Over at Nintendo Life, Axiom Verge Multiverse Edition confirmed for physical release on the Switch. We're big fans, of course, of Tom Happ and Axiom Verge. And today, Badlands Games has revealed it's bringing Axiom Verge to the Nintendo Switch this August. In the form of Axiom Verge Multiverse Edition. The new edition includes a specially commissioned documentary by two player productions regarding the making of the game. Also included is a deluxe booklet with developer commentary and artwork, as well as with a double-sided poster and CD soundtrack. The latter item is bundled exclusively with the Switch version, while it is being offered as a pre-order incentive for all other versions. The PS4, PS Vita, and Wii versions of the Multiverse Edition will cost in euros. 25. While the Switch version will be more expensive at $40. Regarding the documentary, developer Tom Happ has said, People often ask me about the early days of Axiom Verge, about how I was able to make a game completely on my own over the course of 5 years of evenings and weekends while holding down a full-time job. The long-form documentary format really made it possible for me to take the time and explain that process, as well as go into some of the detail about the difficulties of balancing work and family responsibilities. I can talk now because I don't have the coffee. Mm-hmm. Coffee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coffee slop. Mouth.
As we've talked about before, we are totally in the tank for Axiom Verge and Tom Happ. Tom's a great man. Axiom Verge is a great game. It was a game so good, even Nick Scarpino played it.
Nick's a game of the decade, really.
Game of the decade. If you haven't bought it, you should buy it. I hope this documentary gets released somewhere else. Tom's story is fascinating, sad to an extent. And I hope they cover all of it in the documentary and let you in on what was going on behind the scenes.
Richie Be Good in the chat.
Here we go.
Says, when are the new Kinda Funny shirts coming to the store, and what's the second new one? I remember hearing that you guys would announce it at Kinda Funny Live, but I never saw it. Thanks. Love you guys. The new shirts will be released, I think, I don't have it confirmed, but I think it's after RTX, which is July 7th. Because there's going to be another new one there. And I think at that point, the three new ones are going to be on the, gotcha. The store, gotcha. Which is really exciting. Cool, Greg.
Cool, Greg. Cool, Greg.
Show the people your shirt. Come here. This is the other new shirt that we didn't show off. The Cooking with Greggy shirt.
Cooling with Greggy.
And it's
no,
beautiful.
No, cooking, not cooling.
It's beautiful. Yeah. To coincide with the new show that we have coming out in September.
September.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get hype, son. Get hype. Thank you, Cool Greg.
Thanks, Cool Greg. You didn't add this giveaway game, right? That's from yesterday?
Nope, cool. Did not.
I am putting in the new giveaway game.
Did you read this yesterday?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Don't need to read it today either, right?
Nope.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We bring you the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping to the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I reach into the internet, grab a video game, toss it to one of you, and you have a lovely evening playing that game. Or crying because you're in a territory that doesn't support the code you got. But I don't care. Give it to an American friend. I can only work with what they give me, Kevin. I can only work with what they give me, Kevin. Thank you. Kevin's really involved in something over there. It's on the real computer, too, which makes me terrified. Aww. Oh, it's the story of Petey.
We'll get to it.
Oh, it's a tip? Okay.
Yeah.
How do you win the game? It's simple. Be in the Twitch chat like so many of you are right now. But if you want three other ways to win, or you're listening on a podcast or watching on youtube.com/kindoffunny later, you can support these three ways and never have to be here and be entered. You can support us on Twitch. Subscribe to us here on Twitch. If you do that, you get the Kinda Funny logo next to your name. You get the cool emotes. You get the private chat time with me. You get to play multiplayer games with me like we will do one day. Maybe for tomorrow, Friday the 13th. I'm not sure
are
if
we
like...
Are doing a barbecue? Because I really want to eat those
You keep bringing up the barbecue. Like...
It's raining.
No, he means tomorrow. Is it raining tomorrow?
It's raining tomorrow, too.
I'll check.
Okay, cool. If not, then we'll just order pizza or something, Nora.
Order pizza.
Are you done with the barbecues?
This it's a lot really of work. Sad. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're, but like we're only, so for, busy only here. For you.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. I like barbecue. I would rather... Here's what I'll say. You ready?
Uh-huh.
No, that doesn't work out at all.
Don't work out at all?
No, it doesn't work out. I was going to say I'd rather barbecue on Saturday around the EA thing, but like EA's right at lunchtime. So that doesn't work at all. What we could do is barbecue on Sunday between Microsoft and Bethesda. Dinner. I could barbecue you dinner.
I love that idea.
We could order food tomorrow and play Friday the 13th with kids.
Love it.
Oh, I love that idea.
Love it.
You also get the show ad free unless you're baking the ads. We're baking one in today. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. That means you get a $5 subscription to give away each and every month. You have to give it away every month or they just sit on the money and steal it from you. So go steal it back from them. You can also support us on Patreon. .com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 level. That would give you access to not only getting entered to win stuff, it would also give you, coming up when we relaunch all the products, really, not even relaunch it, but I guess on June 17th when we restart everything and there's Kinda Funny Games Daily and there's that and the other, it would give you access. 19th.
June 19th.
It would give you access. It doesn't matter. It's all the same week.
Oh, it matters.
It would give you access to us doing the live recordings of the Game Over Greggy Show, the Kinda Funny Games cast, and early access to all the seasonal shows.
Remember earlier I was talking about the Tim Getty seal of approval thing?
Yeah.
I want to make an actual trophy of it and go to the supercuts that I got my hair cut at and find the woman that cut my hair this time and just be like, you deserve this.
Oh, you like this haircut?
Hell yeah, dude. Okay. I'm a big fan of it. I keep looking at myself and I'm like, ooh, look at me.
Before I give away Friday the 13th on PlayStation 4, I want to tell you this episode is brought to you by Movement Watches. Movement Watches start at just $95 at department stores. You're looking at $400 to $500. Movement figured out that by selling online, they were able to cut out the middleman and retailer markup, providing the best possible price. Classic design, quality construction, and stylized minimalism. Over 1 million watches sold in 160 countries. Now, we covered this pretty well, I think, yesterday. But for the record, Tim,
yeah.
Why would you need a watch?
You need a watch to tell time, Greg.
Exactly. And if you're like that guy, maybe your daughter's coming home late from a date. You see it on your watch. She comes in. Again, you shoot Petey Thompson in the face. Now, he was a star football player. We don't suggest you do this. We went through all of this yesterday. There's a whole rigmarole of killing
Another
Petey.
Another reason to wear a watch is it's fashionable and it looks good.
You kill Petey, get the serial number off the gun into the river. I'm just bringing you up to speed. Serial number into the river, Petey's body into the river. Then you drive, and like for a while, it's like, where's Petey? Everybody's like worried about it.
Yeah.
You drive at least two states away. You put your car in a wooded area. You've taken out all your money in cash, by the way. This was an important stuff. Park your car in the wooded area. Then you walk back to one of the houses you passed that had like the, you know, jalopy out front for like $1,500.
Okay.
Give them that cash, drive away, you're going to Mexico. Nick wanted to go Canada, I said Mexico. Because I saw this happen in like Georgia. That's where I saw the PD. Oh, also, sorry, I forgot. Shave all your facial hair. Shave your head too.
Okay.
Then you're going to get there, and then just remember when you get there to set your movement watch to whatever time zone you're in. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementwatches.com/KFMS. That's MVMTwatches.com/KFMS. The watch has a clean design. It'll help you sell time in Mexico. And Tim wears it when he's fancy. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/KFMS. Join the movement. Avoid the police.
Yeah.
Today, we're giving away Friday the 13th on PlayStation 4. I'm cutting out the code. It is going to a Twitch person in the chat. The winner is Sidal714. Sidal714, you won. It's off. Done.
It's done?
Yeah, it's out.
They're going to get it?
It's out there. The game is out. Everybody's excited.
Video games are.
Now we're going to clean out the tips. And then we'll,
Tip time.
Tip time.
It is tip time.
It's motherfucking tip time. I didn't have tips open. We got in here late.
Can someone please GIF my reaction to that?
Well, you're impressed, right?
Yes.
Because I'm telling you.
To see my impressed
face. A lot of people, you know, they talk it up that I have a good ad. Exactly. I have good ad reads.
Mm-hmm.
Could I in 30 seconds tell you all the ad information and just move on with the day? Of course. But would you not like a narrative? Would you not like to hear
I
about
like,
Peter?
Here's the Tim in dad mode, okay? Guys, I'm letting you know. I'm getting into dad mode here. Murder, suicide, probably
Nobody's suicide!
I know you. I know that tomorrow. The adventures of Petey will continue.
Petey's adventures are over.
My thing is, it's like, I love it. I love what's going on in here. The imagination, let's keep that stuff going.
I feel like this is going to be a compliment sandwich.
Let's probably avoid the things that people don't want to be associated with, like murder or suicide or drugs.
You're jumping to a lot of conclusions on what happened there.
I mean, you're right. I don't know the whole backstory of like what did happen to Petey Thompson. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Shot in the face came in late.
Yeah, my God.
Again, but, the one thread we had hanging is what the daughter was doing during all this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good Lord. Dad jumped on.
Don't know what we need to know
his
about
plan
that.
Right away.
Yeah.
Maybe she made Blue Apron. We'll find out on a future episode of the Game Over Greggy show.
Yeah. And I agree. I love people. Snowbike Mike saying the ad reads are fire. They are fire. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if
someone were to watch this and be like, no, then we'd have to do the ads again.
Keep rolling the dice.
Okay, cool. I'm down to roll that
I'm
dice.
Saying what it
I'm
is.
I'm down
is
to play the game.
The advertisers keep coming back.
Yeah, they
have
do.
To be happy with what's happening.
They are.
And don't think, because I think when we don't mention whatever, if they, like Father's Day is an example I'm giving you that is not part of an ad read. But if it was, hey, you have to mention Father's Day, we didn't mention Father's Day, they call us on it.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly someone over at Movement's watching
they're
this
watching
being like,
they're like, all right.
This Petey story. What is going to happen when he gets to Mexico? Will he set the
we'll
watch
have to find
ahead?
Out. We'll have to find out. Although I like the idea of a story that continues throughout the day so that people there understand what's going on.
First tip comes from Vice the Stampede. That's a healthy tip. Love KFL3. I think I might have got the wrong change back. They were super busy, and I had to get back to the show, so I could see I am short. So I wanted to give that back. Hopefully, no one gets in trouble.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Seems like your friends over there can't count when they're giving out merch.
No, they can't.
My dog, Nick, 96. Hey, guys, this is probably not safe for work because it is it's from a porn video, but it made me laugh. Happy Thursday. Did you watch this, Kev?
It's an 8-minute-long video of Bill Murray's face and some sort of audio.
Okay. No, we're good on that one, my dog.
That's funny.
Tom Eberhardt gave a tip and said, hey guys, love the show. Had so much fun watching the show yesterday, I decided to make a comic cover about the episode. Hope you guys like it. This is what I'm looking at here, Kev?
Yep.
You want to show off whatever happened to Petey Thompson with special guest Nick the Vigilante.
Good Lord. Look at Nick's hat.
Yeah.
Are you Petey in this, or are you
No, I'm Super
Petey?
Greg. It's Super Greg's the comic. We're investigating
got
what
it,
happened to Petey.
Got it.
Yeah. We're onto something there. A-Rock 86, I had an amazing time at Kinda Funny Live 3. Sadly, great. I'm sick now, and one of the best friends is to blame. Would you kindly look into the camera and say, fuck you, New, so I can clip it out. Hashtag PS, I lust you, XOXO. Fuck you, New.
Can you sit back a little bit and do it again? There it is.
Fuck you, New.
It was great meeting you, A-Rock, and great meeting you, newfound love in the Facebook group.
I talked to him about it.
Yeah, they're fantastic people. Shout out to all of you.
Trey Makes Movies gave a tip and said, given my my pre-E3 contribution today, was wondering if any of you guys watched Hasan Minhaj's new comedy special. If so, what do you think? I've not watched it. I'm not familiar with this comedian.
Cool Greg.
Cool Greg is just walking through the office.
Show people what you're doing. I like that he's confused because he doesn't know
what am I doing?
He's
I'm like, not doing
what's
anything.
What's wrong with what I'm doing?
Just walking through the office eating Reese's Pieces.
eating Reese's so Puffs. Tall. It's Reese's for breakfast or lunch.
We ran out of milk.
DJ Kento gave a tip and said,
cool, Greg,
what would it take to get you guys to fight for the kind of funny Nintendo World Championship belt on a Mario Kart arcade cabinet? To be clear, there is no longer a kind of funny Nintendo World Championship. There is only the kind of funny World Championship currently held by the kind of honeys.
Mm-hmm.
The Nintendo World Championship was defunct by Nick when he bought the Federation. Then he threw the belt into the crowd.
Yep. And now the Yanks super and the Aussies awesome. Have it.
Yeah. Did you hit those people up by the belt? Did you hit those
no,
people
not,
up by
the new our yeah, belt yeah, being
yeah,
broken?
Yeah.
Our fancy new belts our already belt, broken.
Our belt's broken?
Yeah.
Just the championship thing popped off. I noticed that at the VIP.
So now it just says World.
Got it.
Yeah. I think we had to call it out.
No, but I like your idea of the Mario Kart arcade. There's a Dave and Buster's about like a 6-minute drive from us.
It's also right by a Wild Wings. And right by Ike's Sandwiches, which is also
it's true.
Oh my gosh, should we go to Ike's today, guys?
I packed a lunch. I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, or you get Ike's and you have
dinner. DJ Danger 10. Hey guys, first time tipping. Thanks for an awesome Kinda Funny Live 3. Tim, thanks for stopping by to say hi at Mel's after the show. Homesick today with the flu, speeding it with you cute boys.
Them cute boys.
Then he tipped twice more with variations on the same tip. Hey guys, first time tipping. Thanks for Kinda Funny Live 3. Awesome meeting you guys. Tim, thanks for stopping by at Mel's after the show and saying hi to us. Homesick today with the flu, watching you cute boys. Hi guys, first time tipping. Thanks for an awesome KFL 3. Awesome meeting you guys. Tim, thanks for stopping by at Mel's to say hi after the show. Homesick today, spending it with you cute boys.
Thank you. Appreciate all of that. Yeah, after the show, me and a lot of my boys and girls went to Mel's to get some food because we were super hungry. And as I walked in, I just saw like 4 pockets of KFL merch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yes. I went over to each group and said, what's up to them?
Nice.
These guys, huge group of dudes, like 10 dudes. None of them knew each other before the show.
Oh, that's fucking rad.
We're all just fucking hanging out.
That's awesome.
Big fan of that.
Dudes in Space gave a tip and said, Tim, as the resident Nintendo fan, what are your thoughts on Pilot Wings? Why has Nintendo abandoned fans?
Hold on, sorry. This is important. I need to read an article.
Breaking news. Oh, you're not going to read it out loud.
Hold on. I need to see if it's worth reading out loud.
No time.
Hi, it's Greg. He's reading.
All right. Activision has said, word is that Crash Bandicoot himself will be at E3. Ready and waiting for you to take a selfie with him and populate your social media channels.
Oh my God.
In the least cool way to possibly say that.
Yeah.
I already met Crash. Cool dude. Before adding, keep your eyes peeled for a special Crash announcement during E3.
It's not going to be Crash Team Racing.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Multiple things it could be. It won't be Crash Team Racing. Yeah. We can hope. Will they announce multi-platform? Now might be the time. They might want to wait till that shit's released first.
Sure.
Collector's edition, I don't know, that doesn't seem, I don't know, we'll see. But there's a big Crash Team Racing picture that got me very excited.
Of course, Apply Gamer knows how to get you to click.
Yeah, Appy Gamer.
Sorry, my apologies, I couldn't read. Dudes in Space, sorry. Tim, sorry, as the Nintendo resident fan,
yes.
What are your thoughts on Pilot Wings? Why has Nintendo abandoned fans of hang gliding and skydiving? I'm starting a petition for Pilot Wings Switch.
I didn't like Pilot Wings on the Super Nintendo. It kind of hurt my eyes. It kind of felt like a VR game before VR games existed. Like the Mode 7
like
stuff
console?
And like the...
Or,
virtual reality.
Virtual boy.
Kind of. It was more like the movement of it all. It was like way too janky. It looked like when a video was like buffering.
Yeah.
But like when you're trying to turn shit, it was 3D and it wasn't ready for 3D. Pilot Wings 64, it was fun, but definitely not on my like F-Zero list. You know, of shit that I want back. But hey, do you. I support that shit. Every Nintendo game has a place in someone's heart.
Sure. Especially Superman 64.
Mm-hmm.
OMGLX Just dropping in to pay my TV tax. Just recently got a new LG E6 after Tim's recommendations. Got a stupid great price. Thanks, slick deals. And it's the best TV I've ever had. You, the homie, Tim.
Yeah, boy.
DH Canada gave a tip and said, had a long write-up, but didn't know there was a cap. Long story short, I've been under a great deal of stress from work, and KFL3 helped alleviate it greatly. Love you guys. The show was amazing. Thank you. I'm glad to be there for you. He then tipped again. Again, slightly different. Had a long note, but didn't know there was a cap. Long story short, I've been under a lot of stress from work lately, and KFL3 helped alleviate it greatly. Love you guys. The show was amazing.
Crash Bandicoot has an orange carpet at E3.
Oh, Jesus fucking God. Is that the announcement?
No, that's just, they already announced that.
And the final tip is a healthy one from Brudanos, parentheses Eric. This tip is for Cool Greg. He's been a true homie. Had a blast talking with him at Kinda Funny Live 3, and he's been looking out for me the past few days. His lunch is on me. Appreciate you, brother.
Hell yeah. Thank you, man. Who was that?
That was Eric. I'm sorry. That was Eric Brudanos.
Badass. For sure, man.
He got you, Brudanos.
Brudanos.
Let's jump into the chat for the patented 3-3.
3-3.
The Moriarty 3-3. Now, Titan Matrix says, is Petey Thompson related to Flash Thompson? No. These are different universes.
Yeah.
We are not in any Marvel universe.
No, no,
no. We're not
no.
doing that at all. Okay, good.
Barry Bunkroyd says, when are we getting the survey on GOG? Next week. We're recording that today. Joey Noel just spent a long time kind of getting all the data together and putting it into a beautiful sheet. I was looking at that. I've been reading all the goddamn responses, which is good. I liked it because I didn't want to put a bunch of numbers and stuff. I wanted people to actually write things because then they can say what they really feel. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of good stuff for you guys.
I'm looking for good questions.
The whole episode's going to be about the survey and Kinda Funny Live 3.
Alan E. McAdams. Tim? Our recent discussion with some friends led to being on random video chat sites back in the day. Did you ever mess around with these?
Sorry, repeat that?
Random video chat sites back in the day. Where you'd like, you know, like kind of like Omegle or whatever. No, oh. I guess that wasn't chat, right?
Like, chat I mean, roulette. We fucked with chat roulette a lot, but like in a bunch of dudes are together hoping to see some titties type of way.
Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of dicks.
Saw a lot of dicks. Saw a lot of titties too. It was a fun time. Yeah, I never really did the whole chat with strangers thing.
Sure.
Too much.
I did it through.
Back on AIM.
Yeah, AIM
in the
AOL
chat room. Yep. That was a little bit different, though. Because that's more akin to what we do now on forums and Facebook and stuff.
I was way. In the groups. I was in a way grosser chat rooms.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was our thing. Your kids, we had the internet for the first time. I remember we jump into like the sex chat rooms or whatever and like, act like we're adults.
For
and
sure,
stuff.
For sure. Yeah, I guess I did do that a lot.
Yeah. Top and GDI, or Top and GD Love says, Tim and Greg, please tell me where to send the smutty fan fiction I wrote for you guys. Remember, we asked for this one.
Yeah,
while
we
back.
Did. We did.
Where's the easiest way to deposit that, you think?
I don't know. Deposit it.
Yeah. You can put on the forums if you wanted, right? Or is that against forum rules? Probably against forum rules. You send it to us on Twitch, can't you?
I have no idea.
Kinda Funny Games. Send us in a Twitch message.
Anyone check?
Well, now I will if it's happening during the show live, you idiot. Love you, Kevin. Mystery Assman 300. Greg, are you going to do an Injustice 2 live stream and have you read the Injustice 2 comics? Not going to do a live stream for Injustice 2. I have been keeping up with the comics. They're really good. I love Tom Taylor so much. Still need to set up. I don't know when I'm going to get to actually sitting down and playing through Injustice 2 story mode, though. I want to. What do you got?
I'm trying to look for something good. The chat's hard to see because it like sure, saw something so I liked and it went away. Mm.
DJ Munch says, hey guys, I'll be working the Crash booth at E3 on Tuesday. Come say hi if you get a chance. We won't be there on Tuesday. We'll be flying in.
Mm.
Will you be there other days?
If you are.
Do you know the announcement that Tim needs to know about?
I'll be there for sure. Oceanic Survivor says, Tim, urgent question. What are your thoughts on the Waboom guy on The Bachelorette? So sad he got sent home. I mean, we all knew it was going to happen eventually. But fuck, man, him and that other dude, they really fucked up their chances. Mm. It was a sad turn of events. The thing about The Bachelor and Bachelorette is don't start shit with other people. When two contestants are fighting, the person's just going to eliminate both of you. They don't want none of that drama.
That's a good point.
God. Well, boom.
Stephen Cool, too, says, Tim and Greg, is there a piece of Kinda Funny merch that you want to create but haven't gotten around to yet? I think there's a million pieces, right?
Yeah. For merch?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so backed up. Like, there's like a spreadsheet of a bunch of ideas, and we're just trying to figure out the best time to do them. Because the problem is when we put stuff out and they don't sell, then we lose money. And that happens.
Quite a
happens
bit.
A lot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, Team Fat Aprons. Need them. Need them bad. Cooking with Greggy. The Indie Boy says, Kevin, do you have any comment for me?
No.
No, no comment for Indie Boy.
Koi J says, hey, Greg and Tim, with E3 coming up, I know you said there'll be no meet and greet, but will there be any way to see you? Yes, we will be doing the GameStop live
spot.
Nope, GameSpot live show on the show floor on Wednesday between the hours of
2 and 4. Between 2 and 6, we'll be coming.
Okay,
cool. We'll be at the GameSpot booth. You're welcome to come by and get us as we go on or off stage or hang out.
Yeah, we're just going to be, it's a mix of all the kind of funny guys going on and off stage. And we'll be hanging out and around there. So if you're there, you'll see us.
Jesus. Pimp and Penguin 96, when can I get a kind of funny fidget spinner in the store?
Never.
Never.
That's we missed happening. That craze. Trust me, I wish we could have jumped on it. I would have. I have no shame at all.
Piper, both spelled weird, 32. More camera time for Cool Greg? No. He gets enough Cool Greg.
Yeah, no.
If he comes through, cool then everybody's anymore. Gonna hate us.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Although this will be Cool Greg's first convention ever. He's going to E3.
Oh, nice.
He's
fun.
Really excited about that. Knowing my brother, like I feel like that, going against what we just said, I feel like we should give him camera time, but different type of camera time. I want to get
porn.
GoPro mount just on his head so we can just get his reaction.
He walks around the show floor.
To see the fucking show floor and all the boots. He would fucking have his mind blown. Because you know how he gets so...
Everything he's told me about E3 over the years.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a good beginning for him. And I love the kind of funny live just happened. I'm going straight to E3.
Yeah.
It's
going to be awesome. Get hyped.
Jeremiah Juck says, I haven't heard any minority reports in so long, guys. Funny, we did one in this show. You know, they just don't listen.
What?
And don't listen. The Minority Report. I had a Minority Report earlier.
Oh, the old Minority Report. Now the Minority Report's an institution. With Andy and Kevin.
No, he's saying he hadn't heard a Minority Report in a while where we go to Kevin for a Minority Report.
Is he? Or is he talking about an episode?
I haven't heard any Minority Reports in so long, guys. Yeah. He's not talking about he hasn't seen the Minority Report in a long time. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd still take that the other way, but I might be wrong.
You know what? Just leave the show. Just go. Just go. Don't you have work to do?
Crashing into my keyboard.
Thank you. Jesus. Top and GDI you says, I sent a whisper.
The fuck is a whisper?
Well, nah, I don't know. None of us use Twitch. I don't know. No, that's Twitter. No, hold on. We're getting to it.
The Fat Boy Jr. says, Tim's your shirt a KFL exclusive? Is it coming to the store? I wasn't paying attention. No, a fan from Kind of Funny Live by the name of John Mustard made it, and it's fantastic. What's his real name? John Dizon?
Dizon.
John Dizon made it. He's super awesome. He took amazing pictures. He made all of his shirts. I love this so much, I might hit him up and be like, yo, we got to make this a thing.
What was the name of this kid that just sent you a whisper?
Goddamn whispers.
I don't know. It's someone with a GDI in it.
I don't see this whisper.
We're not seeing the whisper.
Did he send it to Kind of Funny Games?
I mean, I would assume so, but I don't know. We don't understand Twitch.
Are we
good? It's almost like we only use it for an hour a day.
We done?
Yeah, sure, we're done. Whatever. I don't know.
Look how crazy this looks.
Us reading the thing and looking right at ourselves?
There's so much of us.
A lot of us.
There's a delay, too.
Well, can I look at me?
There you go. Hey. Not impressed.
Here, well, hold on. Here's what we're going to do, TopGov. I am going to say to you, hi, in a message, then you can respond. Hi. So I sent you an inbox message there. So now you can respond to that, maybe, and then everything will be fine. And we'll get...
FaceTime Dave.
Wait, sir.
Tim, I have under good authority that yo-yos are going to make a comeback. Get ahead of the game and make some kind of funny yo-yos.
I mean, they're due. Yo-yos
are
due.
They are, man. Dude, the Yomega craze was so awesome.
I'm excited to see how the technology jumps. Yeah. For sure, LEDs, obviously.
Well, they already did that. Remember the X-Brain?
But better integrated LEDs. I'm talking little screens.
If I read your name, you're a sub or a resub, and we love and appreciate you. We have. Mm-hmm. Trying to get everybody because we can actually do it today. Teddy Woods Jr., J. Samper 10, That Damn Pug, D. Danger 10. What a great 18 months with these boys. Thanks for the awesome time at Kind of Funny Live 3. Quantum Arbiter. Kinda Funny Live 3 was lit. Thanks for being awesome. Heart, heart, heart. Tell Andy I say hi. No. TJOB123. Love listening to you beautiful bastards at work, so keep fucking those chickens. We will. Hardcore Chore. MattMan94. 9 months. We just had a Twitch baby. I will let you guys name it. Keep fucking that chicken. We're naming it Chad.
No, we're not.
Mighty Mouse. We're
naming it Jingle.
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 56. Rest in peace, Petey Peterson. Should have bought that movement watch. Donald James. Skate for hype. It's gonna happen this year. Sandman Itty. 3 months. With you sweet boys. Keep fucking that chicken or else I'll fuck you. Jesus. Timmy 7. Peshwag. Miss, what's going on over there? Why keep holding, throwing up your hands?
Hold
like,
the fuck up. Kevin? At the bottom of the scratch pad.
Hold on.
What? There's no way this is real.
Hold on, we're almost there. Bottom of the scratch pad. Moving.
Hold on, we're almost there. He's not even on the scratch pad yet.
Is it?
Yeah, this is it. Bubsy, the Woolies strike back.
Why?
World hunger. Nuclear proliferation. Reality TV. None of those horrors compared to... Yarn ball deprivation! I've been waiting to settle this score since 1993.
Finding gameplay.
Bubsy, the Woolies strike back by Accolade.
How? This is... Bubsy is like the Blinks the Time Cat jokes. Like, no one wants this. No one wants this. There's nobody out there having a Crash Bandicoot freak out over this. It's real.
Yeah. I saw a great tweet of a picture of Bubsy alive and well in that screenshot, and a picture of Samus dead, and a picture of Mega Man dead.
Peshwag, missing you guys. Come back to Atlanta soon so we can love each other again. Hashtag let Tim host. We miss you too. And Vortex. Sergeant Adam CDN, Amazon money to you. Thank you very much. Apothe Carry On. Can someone please tell my wife that tentacle porn exists? Why don't you show her? Mr. Manager 0803. Cam Thompson 9. Pip Lup Forevers. About that action. Yo!
Yeah.
Looking forward to the movie talk with Nick. You'll get it very soon here on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Raging Welshman, thanks for keeping me sane, guys. I'm excited for the future of KF. FYI, PCs will always be the best way to play games. Winky emoticon.
Nope.
No.
Best way to play.
Dorm Streams, Cosmic Turtle. Hashtag sweet nasty love to Critical Role in their 100th episode tonight. Yes, congratulations to those guys. We love them. My dog, Nick, 96, making my way downtown, walking fast. Then he says, face is passing, I'm homebound. Trent Haxby. Sean F, 1992. Zap Turk, 9 months thanks to Mr. Amazon. Sebi. Freedbird, 3 months to the day. I don't know what to say, but I hope you find a way to have a nice day. Lemons on Fire, as always, glad to give you Amazon's money. CJM3407T, re-upping the Prime subscription. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Nick M. F. Weiss. To the extreme. I freaking love you guys. Rudy087. Sup, guys. Had an amazing time at Kinda Funny Live 3. Eagerly awaiting Kanye Quest's Kinda Funny Live 4 entrance. See you in LA next week. Lux Grub. It's Van Aken. Queso Bros. Happy to meet you guys at Kinda Funny Live 3 this weekend. Tim, I'm Jared Shuh. Or Shuh. The guy who was the hype man at the VIP event. Lol.
Love it. Big fan.
DMW6290.
He started chants out of everything.
Oh, nice. DMW6290. 3 months of Amazon's money. Have you guys seen the Vampire trailer yet? If so, what are your thoughts? Haven't seen it. Darth Johnson. Flamed Beacon. Hitman X187X. I'm... Joaquin? I mean, I would say Joaquin, but that isn't... I don't know. Marita? Sorry about that. Brent M13, The Ice 27. Good luck with E3, gentlemen. Can't wait to have some post-conference KFGC goodness in my ears on the drive to work. Love that you guys put them on iTunes right away. Very appreciated by us audio fans. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
J. Monty G-Man. Ian2021, Jim Koo, Timmy Allen, getting my pre E3 support sub on Amazon's dime because fuck those guys. Don't at me. Love you guys.
Damn.
Steak Fajita. Don't at me. Darth Ark. Hey, Greg and Tim. Greg, when you went to Raleigh, what were your thoughts on Boxcar? I liked Boxcar. That was my thoughts. I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
I took photos of it. It's what I expected out of an arcade bar. A lot of arcade cabinets like that. No Superman game, no real Ghostbusters, but I was okay.
It was okay.
I enjoyed it.
We got Soul Shift 313.
Uh-huh.
We got a guy named Kyle.
Uh-huh.
KCrack4 says, yay. Javier Lopez 516. Subscribe to Twitch Prime for 3 months.
Woo-hoo.
That's pretty cool. And we got Frank the Tank 83 says, love you guys.
29 months.
Everlasting Dread, back again on the Amazon Prime train.
Ooh.
Chew,
and then
chew.
Lord Azrael 777 snuck in at the end. Let's see if I refresh my inbox. Do we have the porn? We don't have the porn. The smut-filled porn.
Smut-filled fanfic.
So no, we'll eventually find it wherever it is somewhere. And then I'm Joaquin Meridia says, come on, Greg. It's Joaquin like the Phoenix. What does that mean?
Joaquin Phoenix?
Okay, just making sure. Yeah. So it is Joaquin, okay.
Yeah? Yeah. Ba, 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 ba. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Sounds good. Bye. Cut the feed.